back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to run down to Ann Arbor right now, one of my favorite cities, as a matter of fact. And Gabe Ehrlich is going to join us right now. Gabe, you are the Director of Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics. Boy, that sounds pretty lofty. Am I going to understand any of this?
I am sure you will.
You're, of course, at the University of Michigan. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your department.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me on. So as you said, I am the director of the Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics, or RSQE, at the University of Michigan. And we're the economic forecasting group in the Department of Economics at the university. And we're actually the world's oldest continuously running economic forecasting group. We were actually founded by Lawrence Klein, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics for, you know, being one of the pioneers of economic forecasting. So we have a proud tradition.
Well, listen, a lot of your research gets quoted a lot of ways, and we came across one of those in the Michigan Chronicle, Conditions of Detroit, recently released research. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, absolutely. We are partners with the City of Detroit in what's called the City of Detroit University Economic Analysis Partnership. And that's a joint effort between ourselves, the city, and then also Michigan State and Wayne State Universities. So it's a joint effort. And we also work with the Michigan Center for Data and Analytics, the group that used to be called the State Bureau of Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives, to produce some employment data on jobs located in the City of Detroit. So that's part of that project as well.
All right. So you had an updated release about that. Tell us a little bit about your findings with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we produce 5-year forecasts for the city economy. And the first thing to start with is we measure employment in Detroit two different ways. So I'm an economist. I always have to give you on the one hand, on the other hand. There's two different ways that we measure employment in Detroit. One is the number of jobs located in the city boundaries, right? Whether the person who's working at that job lives inside the city or outside the city. The other is employment among Detroit residents. And that's whether the person who lives in Detroit, the Detroiter, works inside the city or outside the city, right? So there are two different ways of looking at employment in the city of Detroit. They're telling pretty similar stories, not exactly the same. So what we call payroll employment, that's jobs located in the city, is most of the way back to recovering from the pandemic, but not quite all the way. But what we call resident employment has already recovered from the pandemic. It recovered basically in the middle of last year, and that was great to see. So that's, you know, where the city is right now in terms of jobs. We are forecasting growth in the years to come at a slower pace than coming out of the pandemic, which was to be expected, about 1% per year for jobs located in the city, and a little bit slower than that for employment amongst city residents.
All right, interesting. Now, when this research comes out, let me ask you, was it commissioned? Or is it something that your department said, hey, we got to find this out?
So, you know, we worked with the city. So, you know, the city helps to support the effort. The university helps to support the effort. You know, it's a joint effort is the way I would say it.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me what happens then when the research is done? Where does it go? And is there some implementation involved?
So, I mean, the first thing to say is if you want to read the report, it's right there on the web. If you Google the four letters RSQE, we should be the first thing that comes up because it's an unusual name. And it'll be right there on our website. So you can read the report. And then, you know, the other thing where it really gets used is in the city's revenue projections. So just yesterday, in fact, I was in Detroit presenting our forecast at the city's consensus revenue estimating conference.
Very good. So they're hearing it and then they're saying, let's get to work, hopefully.
That's right.
All right. So what other projects are you working on right now?
So our group produces quarterly forecasts of the U.S. economy and the Michigan economy. And then we also do forecasts for local economies, including the city of Detroit, as we just talked about. We'll be working on the Washtenaw County economic outlook and the Oakland County economic outlook later this spring. But right now, as soon as I finish up with this interview, I'm going to get back to editing our U.S. forecast report. So,
Gabe, listen, another thing I might afford you is if you want to provide a link, we'll put it on our website.
Oh, great.
So people who come there can go right and pick up your
research.
Yeah. Okay, so now, how often, you said you do this periodically. When is the next visitation to Detroit?
The city has 2 revenue estimating conferences every year. So, okay. You know, if the past pattern holds it, we'll be in September.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we're going to move in the right direction here. And I would encourage you, Gabe, keep us up to date on your research. We'd like to have you on just after that stuff is concluded, so it's fresh in everybody's mind.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
All right, good. Good to spend time with you. Gabe Ehrlich, who is the director of the Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics at the University of Michigan. Gabe, keep up the good work, my friend, and keep us informed, eh?
Okay. Likewise. Thanks, Chris, and thanks for having me on.
All right. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.